This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He's an international DJ who last time we chatted revealed he had a twisted way to handle fetish shows. He's a disco dealer who, with a little faith, will in one fine day create for you a perfect moment where you're a superstar, popular and filthy gorgeous in handbag heaven. Other guys may rub me wrong or be after just sex, but this man is larger than life and was made for loving you, whether it be at Mardi Gras at the midnight shift, Santa Maria, or just a bit of a gay fest. You better dive in the pool to cool off because he's willing to get uncovered. Now back for more of a breakdance and more debauchery, Wayne G, good morning.
Oh, good morning. What a lovely montage.
There you go.
God, and you reeled that off as quickly as David did there with the news.
I did.
I was mouth open at him. I was like, oh my God, is that really coming out that fast?
The oral skills of people in here is
amazing. I know,
amazing.
It's quite shocking.
Yes.
Especially this early in the morning.
Oh, it is really. I feel like a bit of morning oral, really.
Nothing like a bit of morning oral.
Moving right along. You've been a busy man in Asia recently.
I have indeed, yeah. It started earlier this year in Beijing. I did something earlier this year. Quite a large gay club for a Beijing community. I think we talked about it briefly last time I was in.
Yes.
And just from that point on, it's just kind of blown up. I've been doing Manila, Taipei, Shanghai, Bangkok, Phuket. So it's all go over in the Asia.
How do you find the Asian crowds?
Drunk.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they tend to drink a little more than is necessary.
Uh-huh.
But they're fun. They're very, very fun, actually. And it's actually quite strange seeing the gay scene there expand as fast as it has been, especially in Beijing. It's gone from a club at the start of the year that held probably 400 or 500 to, once the Olympics was over, it's now been extended into this multi-story club that holds 1500 now.
Wow.
And they're packed every Saturday night.
So there were rules during the Olympics, weren't there?
There were. They you know, it was really strange what happened. They closed it down before the Olympics, but not saying anything bad about the Chinese government, they actually closed a whole strip of clubs that were close to the Olympic swimming pool down.
Okay.
They didn't want any of that kind of trouble, should we say, near anything Olympic. And then one of the American newspapers actually wrote a story on the blooming gay scene in Beijing and on Destination the Club, which they hadn't shut it down completely. They'd said you couldn't dance, but the bars could be open, which is a bit strange. They didn't want the gays dancing, it would seem. And then this thing happened in the New York paper, which then the Chinese government tried to turn around as a PR thing and say, well, we're very supportive of the gays and lesbians, actually. So they then made the club open within 2 days and opened their new sort of terrace garden they had, and the additional floors. They made them complete all the work in two days. Opened, you know, to major press and everything, in the Chinese press as well as the world press.
Yeah.
It was leaked to AP. And from that moment on, they've just been packed every weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, and apparently, touch wood, they haven't touched them since. So fingers crossed, that's a good sign, I think, for the future.
For sure. Something else you've been doing a bit of stuff with Madonna. Well, not directly with Madonna.
I have. I did a remix of Dance Tonight earlier this year, and it's been picked up by Warner for a Greatest Hits compilation next year. They're doing a Greatest Hits remixed.
So you're actually playing it at a show when they...
Yes, it was played on Fire Island, and then Warner basically contacted on the Monday and said, what's this mix? And I was like, oh dear, what have I done?
Yeah.
not gonna email back, ignore that.
Yeah.
You know, 2 days later, excuse me, what's this mix? So yeah, it's been good, actually. Off the back of that, I've just done Miles Away as well, so...
So that was something that Warner actually asked you to do?
Yes. Yeah. So that's cool.
And she's got another Greatest Hits coming out.
I believe that the Warner deal is now finished with her. She's now moving on to Live Nation. Hard Candy was the last album for Warner.
Yep.
So they're doing in typical record company cash-in style.
Yep.
They're doing a Greatest Hits album, and then they're doing a Greatest Hits remixed, obviously for the gays to buy.
Yes. I'm sure it'll be pretty and pink and all.
I'm sure.
Yes. And you've also got your own label.
I have. I've just started up my own label called Risque Recordings. So that launches the end of January. And it's just going to be, you know, I'm going back to doing fun camp gay music.
Yep.
So the first track is a track with Peyton, which is a cover of D-Room's You're the Best Thing. Mm-hmm. And Peyton's, I'm sure you all know Peyton anyway.
Yes.
I think you play loads of his stuff on here. And the second track is an old Aussie classic by Euphoria. It's a cover, rather, of the Euphoria song Love You Right with Sydney girl Rebecca Jensen. So, you know, the first two releases are very gay.
Yes. And I guess, did you create your own label so you could have that freedom to do your own stuff?
I did. You know, it was mainly... I've been doing bits and pieces over the last couple of years. Like, I did Love You Right, originally recorded the vocals probably a year and a half ago now. The same with You're the Best Thing. And it's only now that I've finished the productions and I'm happy with them. And I just kind of listened to them, and I could shop them around to labels. But at the moment, no one's really making money from any of the music industry, anything that's going on. So I just thought, rather than me give it to a label who messes up the promotion, who doesn't promote it to the gay scene, who, you know, gets some trendy mixes done which will take away the fun element of the songs, I'll just do it myself.
Fair enough. So, now, we're going to have a listen in 2 seconds to Madonna's Dance Tonight.
Okay.
You've done millions and millions of remixes now, it seems. Is there anyone's songs you'd like to get hold of and have a bit of a play with yet that you haven't?
Oh, can I have a think about that and get back to you after the song? Yeah, that's a difficult one.
Fair enough. Well, we're going to have a listen now to Madonna's Dance Tonight. This is Wayne G's remix of it. You're on Joy 94.9. Madonna's Wayne G's remix of Madonna's Dance Tonight. You're enjoying 94.9, the Hump Day Breakfast Show, Adam Merrily, chatting to Wayne G. So I was asking you a little minute ago, whose songs you'd like to remix that you haven't done yet?
You know, there is a Madonna song that I want to remix, and they actually turned me down when I asked for the a cappella, which is Dress You Up.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, it was one of my first songs that made me dance around the living room in a dress and a hairbrush in hand.
You like the old gay camp ones, don't you?
I do. Look at me.
Yes.
I'm big gay in camp.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, and then I guess other than that, the only other a cappella I'd love to get my hands on is Barbra Streisand and Donna Summer's Enough Is Enough.
Okay.
But then, you know, as again, a big gay camp classic.
Yes, yes. Now, do you prefer, like, you've done your own songs like Twisted and things like that throughout the years, and then you've done remixes. Do you have a preference doing one or the other?
No, look, it depends. If a song is great, then a remix is a joy to do, you know. And original songs I tend to spend a bit more time on. They can, you're the best thing in that. The original productions, they've taken me a year and a half to do.
Wow.
I tend to become really anally retentive over things. I'll go away and I'll listen to it again and again, or I'll play it out a few times, and they'll just be the tiniest thing that doesn't sound right to me. So it'll just get pushed to the back of a pile, and I'll start work on something else and go back to it 3 months later. Whereas remixes, you tend to have a set time and a deadline to do them in.
Yep.
You normally have a couple of weeks to turn them around. So each is equally... what's the word I'm looking for?
Equally challenging, fulfilling.
Fulfilling. Yes, there we go.
And do you get many other people's opinions? Do you like to test it out at a club, or do you...
I'll always play things at gigs, even if they're kind of in demo stage, just to see roughly what it sounds like or where it's going reaction wise if the arrangement needs changing around.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the best way to gauge any mix is to play it out.
Yep. Now what we're going to do is the Hump Day crew, who are normally here on a Wednesday morning, have a bit of a we like to play games with our guests, so we're going to play a bit of a game with you to get to know you a little bit better. Now you're known for mixing things, so I'm going to throw a word at you, and I want you to tell me what mixes well with this. Okay? First of all, what mixes well with Coke? And I'm talking about Coca-Cola here. Coca-Cola.
Oh, vodka.
Vodka. What mixes well with candlelight?
Ooh. Coke.
Coca-Cola, of course, yes. What mixes well with red wine?
Oh, cheese.
Cheese. Good answer. What mixes well with glow sticks?
You know, you're asking for tries this early in the morning, and my initial response is probably not for people's ears. Dance music.
Dance music. What mixes well with 40 degree days?
Sexy men.
Sexy men. What mixes well
and with... women.
And women? Yeah. Hello to our lesbian listeners too, and our straight female listeners.
Hello, Whitney.
Hello. Have you got a friend listening?
I've got a little lesbian friend in Sydney listening.
Oh, excellent. Hello, Whitney. What mixes well with Australia?
Me.
You mix well with Australia? Yeah. What mixes well with no sleep?
Not me.
And what mixes well with Wayne G?
Paul Giacarli.
Fair enough. Your man, of course.
Yeah.
How's he going?
Oh, he's good, actually. He's in bed at home, the lazy little... Oh.
How often are you getting to see each other much these days?
Yeah, it's every 6 weeks. So yep. I'll have a fly over here, or he's been coming overseas to meet me. So, yeah, every 6 weeks. Yep. That's the cut-off point. By 6 weeks, I'm ready to pop.
You're a bit antsy,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Now, tell us a bit about this song. This is a bit of a tribute song.
It is. This is Andy Bell did a project for the Matthew Shepard Foundation. And Matthew was the young boy that was killed by a couple of other teenagers in Texas, yeah, south of America. He was beaten for being gay and tied to a fence and left there for 3 days before he died.
And they made a documentary about that.
And a movie starring the wonderful Stockard Channing.
Yes.
And, so this is called Matthew's Day. This is Andy Bell.
Okay, we're going to have a bit more of a listen now. You're on the Hump Day Breakfast Show with Adam and Wayne G. Breakfast Show with Adam Barillet, joined by DJ Wayne G. Wayne, we're going to play a bit of a game with you now. It's a bit of a Hump Day crew tradition.
I love playing with humps.
You love playing with humps, mm-hmm, on a hump day? Or any day, really.
Mm, any
day can be a hump day, yeah, especially when you're in Australia.
Now,
what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you a question. Now, you have to answer this question using the title of one of the songs you've either done yourself or remixed or something like that. So you've worked on it at some point in time. Because it's, you know, just been a couple of million.
It's only 8.50, I was going to say 8.30.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give it my best shot.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, a form of dance generally associated with hip-hop.
Breakdance.
Well done.
Oh, see?
So far, so good. Okay, the name of a movie starring George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer. He's stuck.
I'm stuck.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with one.
Oh, One Fine Day.
Oh, well done. Very good. Have you seen that movie? No, neither have I.
Just really blank. Yeah.
Ginny wrote these questions, our normal Hump Day crew member, so we'll blame her for that. Okay. Okay, something you say to describe something that tastes nice.
Delicious.
Well done.
Okay, I have to tell what's going on. So anyway, because I'm a little bit of a dimwit, Adam gave me a list of possible answers. Unfortunately, I thought they were in the correct order, but they're not.
They're not. Yeah.
So that's why you're getting a really blank expression from me. But I had folded it in half in my defence, saying I'll try to answer as best I can. But I'm peeking, thinking.
So I do ask you the question.
Don't say please stand up. And, what? No, I don't know. That's not right.
They mix around. We've got to make it slightly challenging for you.
Go on.
Okay, here we go. The feeling that best describes what is associated with being gay.
Free, gay and happy. No. What? I've done that too.
That'll
Pride.
Work. Pride.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Could be up the top of the answers. One thing the real Slim Shady was asked to do.
Oh, please stand up. There you go.
Okay, very good. Two words to describe a fling.
Just sex.
Well done. And so I think you
said, you can hear me cheating here.
And something you say when you are so over the stormy, rainy weather.
Oh, we love ABBA.
Well, we do.
Oh, where? Hang on.
You're over the stormy, bad weather.
Oh, show me the sunshine.
Well done.
There you go. Sorry.
That's all right. You tried your best at 8:50 in the morning.
I always say we love ABBA when it rains, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
So that's one of the latest works you've done. Tell us a little bit about that very quickly.
I did a thing for Almighty. Almighty is the gay-owned company in the UK that specialise in cover versions and stuff.
Yes.
They've done loads of remixes over the time. And they were doing a We Love ABBA collection.
Okay.
And I think their band is called Abracadabra. And I just always love The Visitors as a song. And, of course, you can never get any of their acapellas. And it's actually quite a good vocal on it. So I was like, oh, can I remix that, please? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? I still haven't got a copy of the album, damn almighty.
Oh, really?
No, still not.
How annoying. Now, something that's very exciting happening tonight. You are performing at Circus.
I am indeed. Me and the boyfriend decided to just throw a little soiree for friends and a couple of guests. It's at Circus Bar, which is the old Virgin Mary. So it's a small space, 250 people. And there's a couple of tickets left on the door for tonight. And I think Ice Cafe have still got a few.
Okay.
We've limited, obviously, the tickets going out because it's mainly just a bunch of friends. It's more of a social thing. Have some fun. And it's me and local DJs Haley and Jimmy Harrison.
Very
from
exciting.
10 till 6 o'clock tonight.
What are the plans you've got while you're in Australia this time?
Nothing. I'm just chilling with a man.
Is that nice to do? It's
been very nice to do. Yeah.
Yes, well, Wayne Jay, thank you very much for coming in. We're going to listen to...
Thank you for having me and playing with me.
It's always fun to play with you. Now, tell us a little bit about this Love You Right song. You told us about it before.
This is one of my favourite dance songs from the 90s, and it was never a hit anywhere else but Australia, so it shows how good a taste Australians have.
Naturally.
And so I got a lovely girl, Rebecca Jensen, up in Sydney to re-record the vocal, and this is going to be the second release on Risque Recordings.
It's time for us to both disappear on out of here into big puffs of smoke. I must be off. I've got things to see and people to do.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.